The helm of America Tonight. Boy, oh boy, it has been a wild week, hasn't it? And nobody's even at the Capitol. Imagine when they all get back. So, coming up on this hour of America Tonight, that money advice that a lot of people are starting to heed. We have a great guest on. In fact, just like my pal Mike Bonacorsi, Steve Kelly really gets it. When so many people are worried about how they're going to get there when they get to the end of the line, what are they going to do? Who's taking care of them? What about Social Security and all that other stuff? Steve Kelly is straight talking and tells you exactly what to not pay attention to. And he has an interesting question. It's a question that nobody has ever asked me in my entire life, and it is the perfect question that all of you should hear when he comes up at the tail end of the hour. It's in the very beginning of our conversation. I want you to hear it because I think it'll give you some comfort in whatever your situation is, no matter what the finances are, seriously. Speaking of comfort, there is no amount of comfort that can make up for the situation in Seoul. I think of all the things that we've talked about, just in human terms, not banging my fists on the deck and on the desk to rail on the nonsense coming out of D.C. that's just not happening. But to just, from a human perspective, say, wow, how does someone let this happen? Why? So unnecessary. Teenagers losing their life because a captain has no clue what he's doing. A captain abandons ship, doesn't evacuate the ship. And you have way too many families that are torn to the core. Because let's face it, that's what happens. Can you imagine being in that situation? If I close my eyes and think about it for 1 second, I can't imagine it. I know people who have lost kids, and I know how awful it is in the very beginning and for throughout the rest of their lives. But to have your kid so excited to get to go on this ferry, to go on a trip with all their classmates from a town where they were really tight, and then to find out that, one, the ferry was sinking, it lurched and then capsized and boom, sunk, and you had more than 300 high school students on it, and one of them was yours on a field trip. Boy, that is just awful. The number of confirmed dead, because this has been a terrible process in identifying bodies, 181. 121 still missing. Relatives are, of course, furious, swearing at the government and police and everybody else, anyone they can find. Because any survivors, forget it. And I mean, I love when I read these headlines. Dim hope of finding survivors. Are you kidding? Zero hope. It'd be a miracle times 10 if they found anyone. One, it's just too many days. The water, everything else, forget about it. And people are volunteering to dive down, which is tremendous, but it's a terrible situation. And I bring it up here, this happened in Korea, but I bring it up here right from the get-go because, you know, everyone listening to the sound of my voice, seriously, I think that there is a lesson to be learned in this. One, that, and these were the kids, it's different than if there were adults there, and there were some adults there. But I think when people tell you, don't worry, sit tight, we're gonna help you out, or 10 minutes goes by, 15, 20, 25, 30, and then the boat's sinking, those kids could have jumped out of the boat. They could have gotten off that ferry. with their life vests on and had a better chance of survival, cold water or not, because there were many rescue boats racing toward them. I would have taken my chances. But that's not what you think to do. You think to listen to the people in charge. So there's a lesson. The lesson is don't always listen to the people in charge. In fact, it's your life. You save it. You think what you need to do. It's like the people, there were a lot of Americans on the Costa Concordia, and I remember seeing a story about this one couple. They couldn't believe what was happening, and they weren't just sitting still. They were moving around the boat trying to find anyone they could with the crew, and they found nobody. They were finding no people, and there was nobody that was watching the ship, steering the ship, trying to do something. Where was the captain? All of that. They could see that it was chaos. So they decided, yeah, we're going to do this ourselves. We've got our life vests on. Okay, where are we getting out? Can we jump into a boat? And that's exactly, they were going to jump into the water. They jumped into one of the few boats that were out there. So as a 16 and 17-year-old, I'm not laying it on them. I think it's just a reminder for any of us that if you are in this situation, look around yourself and see what you can do. I mean, the hopes of finding any survivors in this sunken ferry are evaporated. They haven't found any air pockets on the third and fourth levels of the ship. That's where many of them were thought to be trapped. I just hope they get as many bodies out as they can so these people have someone to bury. And two-thirds of the passengers were students at a school near Seoul. Two-thirds. Boy, that is crazy. They've had thousands of yellow ribbons tied to the school gates near trees and posts and everything else. It's a symbol of hope that they might still be able to find some of these kids, but I just don't see how that is. I just don't see how that's possible. Certainly doesn't seem likely anyway. All right, and the other big thing on my radar from the human side. Now, this is the angry. I'm furious with this, and I'm sure many of you are. I can't say enough about people who have served this country and their fate, to have their fate just lie in the hands of somebody who lets them languish and die on a secret list at a VA hospital. Are you kidding me? 40 veterans dying waiting for appointments in Phoenix? That's just flat out wrong. Flat out wrong, and somebody's head needs to roll. And let's see what happens with some of these other VAs. CNN, good for them for breaking the story wide open. It shows that the top management people at the hospital knew about the practice and even defended it. So they had a fake list and a real list to show to Washington. The official list, that's what they share in D.C. It shows that they've been providing timely appointments. But it's a sham. Then there's the other one, hidden from everybody, where wait times are more than a year. So somebody who's super ill, waiting a year, you think they're going to survive cancer when they don't even know they have cancer? Man, I hope there is a massive outcry over this. I know I've already done it. I hope many of you are writing to your congresspeople and your senators to complain about this. All right, stay with us. We're booted to the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Kate Delaney hanging with you across this great country here on America Tonight. Wow, Robert wins the grand prize for sticking with us. Have up some applause for Mr. Robert in Ohio hanging through. Woo-hoo! All right, Robert, you have the floor.
You earlier there was humming and singing a song called Waltzing Matilda.
Uh-huh.
There's an old movie, probably in the 60s, I'd say, with Gregory Peck called On the Beach. That's where Russia and the United States gets an atomic war, and it ends up killing everyone. Now, that's why the people's got to make their minds known and their thoughts. We've got to stop that over there, because it will kill probably 80% of the people if it keeps going on. So we've got to stop that. And I'm not sure Russia is the bad guy. I think we are too. But what about our grandchildren and our kids? 80%, I'd say, maybe more will get killed if that don't stop.
And that's sad. That's sad, Robert, to think about that. I mean, really, is that what you want to see for the future generations? You're right.
My father, I'm about twice your age, probably. My father flew in the bombers in World War II to shut Hitler down. And, I mean, you know, we got to stop this stuff. And another thing about these people getting dementia and everything, we've got to watch all the GMOs and everything's being put in the food, too. That's a big problem.
Yeah, I think that's the reason why more people are getting cancers and stuff. I mean, the ground is so brutal.
Right. You know, we've got to use our heads here, my gosh. And we got to take care of our veterans, too. That's terrible about those guys. And, you know, you got to look at this. All those veterans could probably still use a gun if they're waiting until they die. See, that's why there's going to be fewer people with guns to protect us if something does happen. So
yeah.
You can let them die that way, to eliminate. And why does the Homeland Security keep buying all the bullets and the ammunition?
Yeah, that's crazy. We did a thing on that this week about all the revelations. The Postal Service had bought up a bunch of ammunition, a whole bunch of different government agencies, as you're referring to. Robert, why do they need all these bullets? It's scary.
Right.
Yeah.
Very scary. And, well, I guess that's enough for tonight. I really appreciate you letting me on here.
Robert, thank you for the call, and thank you for waiting. Next time we'll get you right in. We appreciate that. So he jumped around and talked about a couple of different things and things that we talked about this week. Again, thanks, Robert. The one was the ammunition. We had a guest on describing, Alan Gottlieb describing a Second Amendment person who his whole career has been dedicated to that. And he really had some incredible facts and figures for us. And it was surprising. There's no great answer for that. I mean, certainly you understand what ammunition, where it goes to obvious departments, but when it doesn't make any sense. I mean, yes, there are some reasons and needs for it, but not to the amount of how much they're stocking up. It doesn't make sense. And so there's reasons to, I think, look with a crooked eye as to why are they doing that? Why would the Postal Service be getting that much ammunition? And you know, when you go to buy ammunition, that's why they're all out. It's out because it's bought up in 2 seconds. And speaking of that, it's that part of that national debate, which I'm sure we're going to talk even more about coming up next week, is the Georgia law allowing guns in schools and bars and churches. We had somebody that emailed us that said that the governor, Nathan Deal, was just a moron for doing this. And what would it mean in the bars and saying, well, I've been in bars and, you know, can you imagine people that are smashed get into an argument? What could possibly happen? So, you know, it's interesting. Georgia Carey lobbied for the bill. And they call it meaningful pro-gun legislation, saying it, even though it was actually watered down from their perspective. They say that the legislation, which jumps in July 1st, by the way, is shows that it's something that is so necessary and been coming for a long time. So now you can carry, now that we're talking about carrying handguns, and they had a big celebration where people were carrying handguns and had National Rifle Association hats and buttons and Stop Gun Control and Guns Save Lives. The bill, because I don't know that I talked about the numbers, got through the state legislature 112 to 58 in the House and 37-18 in the Senate. This was a couple of days ago. And got the support of Democratic State Senator Jason Carter, by the way, the grandson of ex-President Jimmy Carter, and a gubernatorial candidate. He said it's a great day to reaffirm our liberties, as did the governor. So how about that? And this is a lot to do with the Second Amendment. So you had about 500,000 Georgia citizens who have a permit right now, which is about 5% of the population license holders, have passed background checks and are in good standing with the law. So, you know, the law, they say, gives more protections to those who have played by the rules and who can protect themselves and others from those who don't play by the rules. So we'll see how it all plays out, especially in July when this kicks in. And the TSA is saying they're not sure how the law could affect agents at the Georgia airports, especially Atlanta. Atlanta's our biggest airport. It's the world's busiest, by the way, not just in the United States. So what happens when someone brings their gun to a security checkpoint? What happens there? The TSA can do a civil penalty thing, but the idea, I mean, I know you run into federal laws, so There would be some problems with this, I think. There's going to be some kinks in it anyway, in trying to navigate it and iron out whatever the problems are in the beginning. You know, the schools would have their, as I've said before, the schools have their say. They're going to vote on what's going to happen there. They're not going to just arbitrarily say, okay, everybody that can shoot has a gun. But I think it can be a game changer. I really do. I agree, however, that there should be, I always think this anyway, you should have good training and you should have a solid background check. I mean, of course, as much in this country as we can keep guns out of the hands of people that absolutely are way off the scale and shouldn't be given, you know, given a gun, and would probably be a disaster in some cases with a gun. I get that. I mean, how many times do we have to have something dramatic happen where people say, well, he just seemed funny, he didn't seem right, and then he opened fire and killed how many people? And it's not guns that kill people, people. It's people. It is. I mean, you know, the gun is the object, but it's not. It's people who kill people. And there is definitely the rush to judgment over the whole weapon thing. But Georgia is right there in the eye of the storm. I mean, which way does this blow? Which way does this blow? I briefly mentioned this, if you happen to just tune in for a few minutes earlier, that Jeb Bush really schmoozed the pockets of the Republican bigwigs that he needed to for his push for 2016. He was at a fundraising breakfast. He was also later in the day at another event. He, if he runs and wins, he would be the third member of his family, as you know, to be in the White House. His father served as 41st president and his brother as the 43rd. So what are the chances of Jeb Bush running? He met with the power brokers in New York to push for that support. That's what you have to do. It's like meeting the Godfather. You have to go to the people with the pockets, get their blessing, and get some of their money, because it costs a lot of money, in case you don't know, to run for office in general, but especially to run for the president, the presidency. You have to really be a good fundraiser, because without the money, how can you possibly get elected? The answer is you can't. Mosquitoes. Oh, those pesky mosquitoes. We're talking about them next.
Can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you.
On what to do about the dreaded mosquitoes. And of course, mosquitoes in my neck of the woods, as in many of your nooks and crannies, can be deadly with a capital D because of the West Nile virus possibility. Ah. Oh, this studio. Gotta get in the hollow to get these mosquitoes. Yeah, I am not a mosquito fan, and I know in the past people have told me things to do, and I'm sorry, they haven't worked. So if anybody has any great suggestions where they can tell me honestly, this has worked for me 90% of the time. I'm shooting for 90. I'll take 90. I mean, I've heard everything that, and from burying sugar to putting up sacks all the way around full of sugar. It's like, what? What are you talking about, sugar? And, of course, the good old-fashioned sprays and taking the off little fans that people wear on their belts and just putting them around, but that didn't really seem to do much at all. Nathan, of course, the mothership is in Minnesota, and Minnesota is known for massive lakes. I would imagine that means mosquitoes. What do Minnesotans do about those nasty mosquitoes?
Oh, we're friends with them already. I don't even know. I don't go outside. You know, it's
I don't
nice
go outside.
Being a dungeon character, so I just don't talk to anybody, and I don't have to ever deal with mosquitoes. I hate those little bastards.
Well, did you know what? There are 2,500 different species of mosquitoes throughout the world. 150 in the United States.
Wow.
Is that crazy? 250.
Oh, man.
And somebody told me the other day they are, like, blind. It's that they smell blood. So when they land on you and they cause those bumps and whatever, that's what they're going for. It's the blood. It's not, they're blind. They're actually blind. So when the female's looking around, and that's, you become the target. I mean, it's crazy. It's, you know, it's gotten to the point where in some places, like in parts of Texas, they've gone to the old-fashioned, all right, we're going to spray. They're dumping things from the sky, that because you can't have people dying from mosquito bites. You got to figure out, how do we get rid of this? And they talk about, don't leave standing water around and that kind of stuff, because that would attract them. But I don't know how you get rid of them. I've not found a great way to do that. And you don't know how to eradicate them.
No, because I just, as soon as it gets infested, I'm out of here. It's been a while since I've gone out and done some camping. My stepmother's close friend actually got the West Nile virus from one of those buddies about 10 years ago.
And survived it?
Yes. It was,
wow, that's amazing.
It was pretty amazing.
Because a lot of people die from that. It depends on your age and a whole bunch of other factors with your immune system, but it's pretty bad anyway if you get it. But it's not usually, oh, they got it and they survived. Kids, oh, it's sad. Kids get it, and it's rough on kids. It's bad. They say that mosquitoes are attracted to the carbon dioxide, the lactic acid, you know, with the summer and stuff. It's stuff that they're looking for, and if they find it, that's where they're landing. So if it depends on where you are, but you got to cover up. You can't. And I think that's what it is. People think it's what's found in our breath and our sweat. And then somebody said that they have a preference for beer drinkers.
Yeah.
So maybe you don't drink beer outside. I don't know.
Oh, man, what are you doing to the summer? Jeez.
Yeah, what are you doing in the summer? Hey, so if anybody has any great suggestions, please, I'm always looking for them. AmericaTonight.net, or give us a call at 855-266-5283. I did get somebody from Germany gave me a special kind of repellent. I'm going to try it over the weekend. And if it works, I'll tell you all about it, because they can't keep it on the shelves in Germany for whatever that's worth. And maybe it works, and we'll find out. We'll find out if it does. Females, by the way, lay their eggs in shallow water. That's why they say dump water, or damp soil that's prone to flooding. So they always tell you to dump that water. That will help you. And, you know, the other thing is, the best time to avoid mosquitoes is the afternoon, because when the temperatures are hot, that's when the insects rest in a cooler place. That's why at night they come out so much. Like, if you're sitting outside, and I already mentioned what they're attracted to and what they're looking for. So some scientists think it would be terrible to eliminate mosquitoes because it's not good for the environment. Others say yes, it would be okay in the ecosystem. You could get rid of them, and that would be okay, because the mosquito is eaten by spiders, salamanders, frogs, fish, and a bunch of other insects. Malaria infects about 250 million people every year worldwide, kills about 1 million. 1 million people die from malaria, mostly kids in Africa. About a fifth of those deaths are attributed to, problems with anti-malaria drugs and counterfeit drugs, but also, of course, the what happens with the mosquito. That's part of it. And I'll just give you a couple more fun things while I'm just drilling down this road, thinking of summer coming up for all of you in Missouri and listening to us in Illinois and Florida. You know what this whole mosquito battle is, and it is. It's a battle, right? So the last time there was an outbreak of yellow fever, that's why you can't blow this off, which is another mosquito-borne illness in the United States, was in 1905 in New Orleans. And at the time, the city was trying to prevent the disease by fumigating all the ships that came into the city, but there was a smuggler ship full of bananas that avoided the quarantine. And by June, cases started to emerge all over the place, especially among Italian immigrants who unloaded the banana boats, and that's what it was from. And so it's even like the West Nile virus in modern times. Birds originally were blamed for it, but it was the mosquitoes, because they can travel almost 3 miles a day. They were responsible for the spread from 2001 to 2004. And you all know that I just went to Grenada and I was part of that virologist conference, and they talked about chikungunya and that fact that that's a mosquito-borne disease and it can be traced to a drought in Kenya. It hasn't made it to the United States, but they think it could happen at any time with people traveling all over the place. This is what happens, how it does, how it spreads. There's a movie called Outbreak, and that movie is scary, but that movie is something that could happen. There's big concern over viruses, over how they're carried, mosquitoes, all of that, people picking them up and then flying. And there's no definite way to rein it in. I mean, once it's, you know, once the mosquito is out of the bag, or once the virus is out of the bag from the carrier, that's it, and that is frightening to me. All right, I wanted to mention a couple of quick hits. Quick hits mean just fun facts, kind of on the lighter side, that you might not know. I mean, look, I've never read the Ladies' Home Journal, honestly, except for when I'm at my doctor's office, because he has lame magazines, and they're 150 years old. Desperately, someone needs to buy him a cheap subscription. It's not, he could get a modern magazines. But anyway, the Ladies' Home Journal was around for 131 years. The July issue is its last. The website goes on, and the magazine will be a quarterly special interest publication, they say, that starts in the fall, but it's not going to be the regular magazine. It had a circulation of 3.2 million, but that was down from its peak of almost 7 million. So how about that? Yep, that's it for the Ladies' Home Journal. And are you surprised by this, or do you even really care? Time unveiled its 100 most influential people list. Do you know who was on the top? Beyonce was on the cover of this year's Time 100 issue of Time magazine with a tribute written by Sheryl Sandberg. So, yeah, she made it as tops into the mag. She wasn't the only one. They did a couple of different copies with different people on the list. They just called it the 100 list. So Rand Paul made it. Mitch McConnell wrote about Rand Paul. John Kerry made it. Hillary Clinton wrote about John Kerry. John Green made it. Actor Hillary Clinton made it. Mary Barra made it after all that's happened now with GM. Lee Iacocca wrote that one. So, interesting how they decided who the 100 top people, most influential people were. All right, we're talking about money, and the most important question, and actually the most shocking question in a way anybody's ever asked me. Stay tuned. You're going to like Steve Kelly next.
Hi. Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm gonna build you a house.
I'm there with two good hands and a ton of men.
Welcome back to America Tonight in our virtual green room. Free Money Man, Stephen Kelly. He is a financial guru. I love the Free Money Man. He's got a tag team partner, by the way, in New Hampshire, if you're ever passing through Nashua, Mark Perkins. And it's interesting because we just went through taxes, and for some people they were gnashing their teeth the whole way. And there's big concern over what's going to happen in the future. We have baby boomers that are, you know, getting closer and closer to that age, and then the generations behind them. And people get caught in traps, as Steve Kelly and I were talking about just before he jumped on the air. And, Steve, what happens, those traps that you're talking about, to people, you know, let's say I come into your office and I start to give you the what's, you know, eating at me and how I'm worried that I am not like that IMG commercial, that I have $5 million and that's my number. What's the first thing that you take people through?
Well, it's interesting that you should bring that up. I love that commercial because it's just such a ridiculous scenario to begin with. How can you possibly know what your number is? Tell me this. When are you going to die?
I have no idea.
That's the point, right? So if you have no idea when you're going to die and you're 65 years old and you're coming into retirement, actuarially you have if you're married, you have a 50% chance that either you or your spouse is going to live to age 95. So there's a 50% chance there that one of you is going to live for 30 years. Now you have a 30-year retirement in front of you, and you've managed to save $400,000. Well, is that your number? I don't know, and I don't know anybody that can tell you whether that's your number or not. In fact, that's just it's like the green line that Fidelity does, or the, you know, the blue dots that Prudential does. You know, they all have this gimmick to sort of calm people down, and I really think that's what it is. And I think what these people are doing is they're playing to people's fears. And retirement, it's a very fearful thing for people. I one of the things I do is I teach Social Security workshops at a couple of colleges up here in New Hampshire, and I was doing that tonight. And one of the statistics that we talk about is more people fear running out of money than fear death. 81% of retirees are afraid they're not going to have enough money in retirement. And, you know, we've had a sea change in terms of the ground's just sort of shifted under people's feet over the last 30 years. Our parents had pensions. Our parents had a retirement that, you know, supposedly wasn't going to be three quarters or more of their working life. You know, if you're retiring at 65 and you think you're going to live to 95, that's 30 years. That's almost as much time as you were working. And during this whole period of time, you were told to save, save, save. You were told to put your money in the market. And then, you know, we go through these last decade where we have two market crashes of over 40% twice in 10 years. And now people are looking at this abyss of retirement. They're looking at the prospect of not having a paycheck anymore. They have all of their money at risk in the market because they're told to do that by the financial, quote, gurus. And they're afraid. And they have a right to be. Because they're not getting, I don't think they're getting the straight scoop from people, quite honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have tools, though, that you offer, that you tell people about to avoid the traps that we're talking about.
Yeah. And to me, that's what's important. If somebody comes into the office and they're fearful, mm-hmm. the first thing we can do to reduce the fear factor is give them tools that they can relate to. Does that make sense? I mean,
yes.
The first thing I'll do with somebody is give them a budget sheet and say, let's do a budget. Now, I do that for two reasons. The first reason I do is because I want to know what they're spending, and I want them to get a handle on what they're spending. But the second reason I do it, and it's almost as important as the first, is it gets them focused and in a way that starts to calm them down. They start to feel like they're taking control of the process. And what we find is when you can help people start to take control of the process, you can show them things that they can do, that they can regain control of, then they start to think clearly about something that's been very difficult for them to think about up to that period of time. So our tools are things like, let's look at your Social Security benefits and make sure that we're taking those benefits in the most intelligent way possible. Let's look at your pension benefits and make sure that we're looking at those benefits in the most efficient way possible. Let's look at your allocations and make sure that you have enough liquidity, enough ongoing income, and enough growth allocated. Let's look at what your spend is. Let's just do these basic things that'll bring this thing into specific relief for you. And you can see people. You can just see the sort of the weight lift off their shoulders as they go through this coaching process. It's really pretty remarkable.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting you talk about the coaching process. It takes a while, though, I'm sure, to have people embrace that and understand, right? Because then their shoulders aren't sagging, and then the light bulb goes off.
Yes, yes. And our goal is to help people ease into a worry-free retirement. Now, we're not always successful there. You know, a lot of people are terribly underfunded and really are going to have some hard choices to make. But I can tell you this. In my experience, defining what those choices are and making them is a lot less intimidating. It's a lot less stressful than just letting those choices linger and wondering what they are and having no control. I don't know if I'm saying this well. People look at this murky thing that they don't understand. They're fearful of it. But I rarely find a situation where the reality of the situation, even if it's pretty dire, is worse than what the fears are. So if we take a clear look at it, and so this is what I'm talking about. The goal is to sit down, do the inventory, both financial and from a perspective of, you know, your values and your goals and your the things that you want to get out of your life, and then figure out a way that we can mesh those up so that they're congruent with each other. And in doing that, we look for traps. We look for things people are doing that are counterproductive to their future. You know, there's an old saying that I like it's from Jim the Slave in Huck Finn. He says, "It ain't what you don't know that gets you in trouble. It's what you know for certain that just ain't so." And there's a lot of people that know a lot of things for certain about retirement that just ain't so. And we try and help them, you know, navigate those waters and figure out really what the true story is.
Yeah. Steve, if somebody wants to check out your website, where do they go?
They can go to www.safetyfirstfinancialplanners.com. That's www.safetyfirstfinancialplanners.com. Or if they want to get to the radio show site, they can go to freemoneyguys.com.
All right. I love it. Turning those fears around. That's a powerful thing. Steve Kelly, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate. It was a delight talking to you.
Yeah, I agree. We'll talk to you again next month.
Okay, thanks. Looking forward to it.
All right, so Steve Kelly, thank you very much for all of that, of course, and as he's talking about, it is sad that people are overwhelmed financially thinking about their future, and the very first question he asked me is, do you know when you're going to die? And, of course, the answer to that is none of us know that question, and so you're planning for something that you don't know, but how do you plan in a smart way so you don't have to make this the overwhelming thing in your life that eats you up and causes you all kinds of grief, frankly, stressful situations. It's very sad to see somebody at the tail end of their life who had no plan or who believed whoever it was that was pushing whatever it was across the desk had them. And that's why the example was pretty powerful, I think, of IMG and what's your number, because do we really have any clue what your number is? Anyway, it's always fun to talk to Steve Kelly, and we'll pick his brain again next month and get you some of those key answers that hopefully will be helpful as you're trying to plan for your future. Stay with us. More to come on America Tonight.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.